give now the floor to the representative of Russian Federation.
Благодарю вас, господин председатель.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. One cannot simply remain unfazed by what is happening. Since the beginning of the ground operation by Israel, the situation around the Gaza Strip has entered a new spiral of tension. We are extremely alarmed by this turn of events. There's every reason to worry that the bloodshed will increase substantially in scale. The most important and pressing today is to stop the armed conflict, as the victims of this conflict are an increasing number of peaceful Palestinian civilians, including women and children. There is a need to rapidly protect civilians in Palestine and Israel from terrorist attacks and the disproportionate use of force. In its last statement, on July 12th, the Council inter alia called upon the parties to abide by norms of international humanitarian law. In this respect, we are alarmed by reports of Israeli bombardment of the Al-Wafa Rehabilitation Center in Gaza, as well as the hospitals of Beit Hanun, Hujaya, and Al-Quds. Also unacceptable is the firing on other civilian facilities, including residential houses. Today, reports have come in regarding helicopter strikes on a building housing journalists. At the very least, one of them has been injured. International humanitarian law also requires the demilitarization of civilian facilities. In this respect, it is with concern that we hear reports regarding the use of Hamas fighters and other groups in Gaza of schools for military purposes, inter alia the stockpiling of munitions, and also using them to fire on residential neighborhoods and civilian facilities in Israel. Of course, we understand Israelis' concerns regarding the continuing firing at its territory from Gaza. However, it is important to prevent the unleashing of an unending spiral of violence. Otherwise, the situation will spill out of all control. In these conditions, we again urge all sides to spare no effort to rapidly achieve a ceasefire. In this context, we welcome and back Egypt's mediation efforts. Cairo's initiative, which Israelis have agreed with in principle, as well as the Palestinians, could serve as the basis for a ceasefire agreement and for a truce. Such a truce should not only be long-term, but also ensure that peace and tranquility is restored for Israelis, and that the Gaza sector, or Gaza Strip rather, can continue to be developed. Russia, acting on a bilateral basis as well as in multilateral formats, is ready to assist in finding a solution to this very dangerous crisis around the Gaza Strip. The current crisis must prompt us to assist in achieving Palestinian unity. We agree with the Secretary General's comments that Gaza must be under a single legitimate Palestinian government, one which would comply with the UN's obligations and the provisions of UN Security Council Resolutions 1860. All must be respected, both in terms of normalization, the crossing of border crossings, and further inter-Palestinian reconciliation. At the same time, we would like to underscore that the very serious escalation of the situation today should take us back to the concept that there is no prospects for the current status quo, and the importance of a substantive negotiations process. We are convinced that it should be backed in a collective way. Even intensive attempts to achieve unilateral results have not worked yet again. The time is ripe now to step up the work of the quartet. We need to prompt it to work with the representatives of the League of Arab States. Work on coming up with solutions must be elaborated jointly with the Arabs, first and foremost with Egyptians, to ensure that they are part and parcel of the process of elaborating initiatives. Thank you, sir.